And I've had a few of the customers come in and say, oh, Alice, it's you. You're the winner. And I think they too are very proud and chuffed that this is my pharmacy and I have the pharmacy assistant of the year working in my family pharmacy. And so they've kind of taken ownership of that, which is really, really precious. It kind of concretes and confirms their loyalty too. I know it might sound a little bit strange, but they'll walk in, I think, with a newfound confidence going, wow, this pharmacy is great. Hi, I'm Alice Vanderpoel from Moama Village Pharmacy in New South Wales, and you're listening to the Pharmacy Business and Career Network podcast.
Welcome to the Pharmacy Business and Career Network podcast, brought to you by the Pharmacy Guild of Australia. Focusing on pharmacy management and ownership, the PBCN podcast supports the improvement and growth of your business performance with insights and advice from a range of industry professionals. The PBCN podcast, supporting your journey every step of the way.
The Pharmacy Guild of Australia held a competition at the 2018 Guild Pharmacy Assistants Conference for the next PBCN podcast topic. This was to spark interest and engage with pharmacy assistants who attended the conference. The winning topic was, pharmacy assistants are a vital part of every pharmacy team. Hear from the 2018 Pharmacy Assistant of the Year. The Pharmacy Assistant of the Year Award is the premier award for Australian pharmacy assistants, recognising and celebrating the best of the best in community pharmacy. Each year, the Guild searches Australia-wide to find the most skilled and knowledgeable pharmacy assistants to share their experiences and passion for the industry. The prestigious award recognises the important contribution pharmacy assistants make to the pharmacy industry and is a chance to celebrate the passion and commitment of pharmacy assistants. The 2018 winner was Alice Vanderpoel from Moama Village Pharmacy in New South Wales. As Alice will attest later on in the show, a large part of her success and recognition comes from the team she works with, which includes her boss, Clint Flanagan, who is the pharmacist in charge and owner of Moama Village Pharmacy in New South Wales. We thought it would be great to speak to him first and set the scene and get his views on what it's like to have an outstanding pharmacy assistant like Alice in his team. Here's Clint. Clint, what are qualities that you search for when you're hiring a pharmacy assistant?
Daniel, there's probably a couple that spring to mind. First one for me, in a lot of ways, is empathy. Mainly because for certainly our pharmacy, our assistants are often first port of call, and often the last port of call as well. And so their engagement with the patient through our process is fairly imperative. The second one that I think of is initiative. I think that certainly there's expansion in services in pharmacy, and that also means expansion in scope for pharmacy assistants and their role. And so certainly someone with initiative and I suppose an interest to work probably outside the boundaries a little bit of what they might have thought that the previous role had encompassed is probably the two things that I look for.
So you look for empathy, you look for initiative. How does that translate into the difference that an excellent pharmacy assistant can make to a pharmacy?
Well, I think it does two ways. Certainly, it provides a platform where the pharmacy continues to think outside the box and continues to improve. They certainly don't rest on their laurels because you've always got someone that's certainly trying to push that bar a little bit higher, which I think is always a positive thing. And it then flows on to other people within the pharmacy as well. I think an excellent pharmacy assistant can do a couple of things that a pharmacist can't, and that's particularly with respect to workflow and effectiveness. And I think we have to think about the skill set that both of those people bring. Certainly from a pharmacist point of view, if you can utilise their clinical knowledge and their engagement with a patient, fantastic. And then if you can complement that with, I suppose, those workflow processes and the technical knowledge of an assistant, it can make particularly a pharmacy program run really, really, really smoothly.
You've obviously got an excellent pharmacy assistant in Alice, and we heard from her earlier. How has the Pharmacy Assistant of the Year Award, Alice winning that, affected your pharmacy? And how would you encourage owners who might also have excellent pharmacy assistants, how would you encourage them to nominate their staff for the PATY Award?
It's an interesting question and really challenging in that sometimes it's hard to pull one staff member out to nominate. I think that the process has been really useful for us with respect to when Alice was nominated. We have certainly had a number of discussions with her throughout certainly the state and then the national award. She has utilised the length of the award as a way of discussing and brainstorming new ideas for our pharmacies. We've also been able to sort of put together some plans for some other programs that we'd thought about, and then she's utilised feedback from other assistants in other pharmacies to sort of solidify those ideas. So I think that's been a really worthwhile process. With respect to other owners, look, I think recognition for a role like pharmacy assistant is certainly warranted and certainly worthy. And, I'd certainly encourage other owners, if they have someone that they think's doing something a little bit outside the box or showing initiative, put them forward for the award.
You spoke there earlier about hiring the right people, empathy and initiative, and it can have a positive impact on the business. And the process with Alice has certainly allowed you and the wider organisation, the wider pharmacy, to engage and talk about how you can continue to improve and different projects. What sort of advice do you have for fellow pharmacy owners on the positive impact that really engaging with, encouraging not just a great pharmacist, but the wider staff and the impact that great pharmacy assistants can have on the operations of a business?
Look, I think as the scope of pharmacies increase with respect to their range of services and also with the scope of practice of pharmacists in Australia, I think that highlights now the importance of pharmacy assistants, particularly within the model of professional services, and really building the pharmacy assistant into that service as one of the core persons within its delivery. And I think we'll find, as a result, if we can do that, then certainly the service itself is presented much better. It certainly tends to have much better workflow, and its effectiveness is ultimately higher.
Some great insights there, Clint. Thanks for spending some time with us.
No worries. Thank you, Daniel.
As I mentioned at the start of the show, the Pharmacy Assistant of the Year Award is the premier award for Australian pharmacy assistants, recognising and celebrating the best of the best in community pharmacy. This prestigious award recognises the important contribution pharmacy assistants make to the pharmacy industry and is a chance to celebrate the passion and commitment of pharmacy assistants. The 2018 winner was Alice Vanderpool from Moama Village Pharmacy in New South Wales, and Alice now joins us to share her journey and experiences. Here's Alice. Congratulations, Alice. How does it feel to be the New South Wales state winner and now the Pharmacy Guild Maxigesic Pharmacy Assistant of the Year for 2018? Can you believe it?
No, I can't, Daniel, actually, and thank you for that. It's actually, when I was announced the winner, it was something that was met with a bit of disbelief. It's something that I had worked really, really hard for and had really, really wanted this. And so the thought of actually winning it was, I thought, is this really going to happen? Could this really happen? And so when my name was called, it was met with a bit of shock, to be honest. And the thing running through my mind, I know it sounds silly, but I just kept on thinking, what was my facial expression like? You know, because there was all these photos, cameras going off and people screaming and hugging me. And I just thought, oh my goodness, did I look weird? Like, did my face wide open? But it was an amazing experience. I mean, there was 750 nominations to start off with. So the fact that I got number one at the end of the day is huge, and I don't think I fully processed it, and I think as the year progresses next year, I'm going to be able to walk through that and probably understand the magnitude of this award. So that's pretty exciting.
It is outstanding. Alice, tell us a bit about your pharmacy journey. How did you decide to work in the pharmacy industry?
Bit of an interesting story. As far as I can remember as a child, all I ever wanted to do was work with animals. So I even did a careers day at the Melbourne Zoo, and that concreted and confirmed, I definitely either, zoology or the veterinary industry. So that's where I was headed. So that's what I did after school. I actually enrolled into an animal TAFE course and did that, and then got a job at the local vet clinic and proceeded in the next few years to actually gain my veterinary nurse qualifications. So I loved it, absolutely loved it. And at that point in time, I was, you know, I didn't really like dealing with people and I loved animals. And so that suited me fine. I was at the back. I didn't have to deal with customers. And so from there, you know, my husband and I decided to have a family. So after baby number two, we decided that I would become a stay-at-home full-time mum. So that's what we did. And we had our third child in the next few years, and that lasted about 7 years. And it was that point I thought, you know, I really want to get back into vet nursing. I want to start working again and work my career, and tried my hand at the local vet clinic again, rang my old bosses up, and unfortunately there was nothing going. Tried my hand at some of the other clinics around town. There was nothing going at the time. So I thought, what else can I do that's sort of similar? And there was a couple of local chemists, and I thought, oh, I might just try there. So I handed in my resume and got the job. So that's where I initially started. So that was at an Amcal pharmacy, just in a small rural community. And I was there for about 2 years. And then, so at that time, my husband and I decided to have a bit of a sea change, and we decided to move to where I currently am now. And so it was all very hectic at that time in my life, trying to organise three kids and a new school, a job, and also a house. And so as I was across dealing with school uniforms one day, I thought I'd just drop my resume in to a few places. I had actually dropped them into some vet clinics as well. Just thought, oh, look, I just may as well try. And I was having a chat to one of the ladies at the school uniform shop, and she said, look, why don't you go down to the Moama Village Pharmacy and just see the girls there? They're really, really lovely there. I thought, okay, no worries. And so that's what I did. I walked in just with my resume and just said, look, just wondering if I could just drop in my resume. And I didn't know it at the time, but a couple of hours earlier that day, one of the girls had actually handed in their resignation. And so they basically pulled me in straight away and gave me a brief 5-minute interview and said, look, what experience have you previously had? What's your story like? And I just said, you know, we were moving here. And they said, look, can you come back next week? We'll do, you know, a proper interview. And so that was pretty much done and dusted, pretty much sort of had the job then and there, which was amazing because after talking to some of the staff later on, they were like, it was just a fluke that you walked in on that day and we've got a pile of resumes sitting on the back bench. So it's just amazing. That never happens. And I'm just like, great. It was obviously meant to be. So, and I've just, you know, comparing my two jobs when I first started in pharmacy to where I am now, the first pharmacy, I felt like I was very limited. I had an eagerness to really learn and do study. But at that point in time, you know, the employer unfortunately wasn't able to, you know, facilitate that. So that left me a little bit frustrated as well. But since being here, I've been here for just over 2.5 years now, and I've done my long dispensary course. I've done my certificate in Community Pharmacy Cert 3, and I'm just about to finish my certificate in Dispensary Cert 4. So it's just been a whirlwind, and I just can't thank my bosses enough for actually investing that time, that money, just in me, into, you know, the areas of study. So, yeah, it's been really, really exciting the last few years.
What is the veterinary industry's loss is definitely the pharmacy industry's gain. And so from your experiences so far, that journey that you've just talked us through, what do you feel is the most rewarding part of your job?
Interestingly enough, I would have to say the people. And yep, crazy as it sounds, I came from a career where I was quite happily sitting out the back patting dogs and cats. But now I actually love the people. I've actually grown to have a deep affection for people, especially the older generation. I see, you know, the vulnerability that these older patients have as they come in, and the simple fact of being able to help manage their scripts. You know, they come in with a handful of scripts and say, I don't know what I'm doing, please help. And just to be able to just do that simple fact of being able to help them in that way is so rewarding. So it have to be the customers, definitely, number one. Also the knowledge, like the product knowledge and the medicine knowledge that I've gained since being there is mind-blowing. There's still so much to learn. I don't think you'll ever get to the point where you learn everything or know everything. And I think that's the beauty of our job, is that you're learning something new every single day. There's a new challenge, and yeah, so that's what I really, really love.
So, Alice, take us through a typical day at work and how you support the pharmacist to deliver healthcare, as well as maybe any daily processes, just to ensure that there is a well-functioning shop.
So I think the most important thing as pharmacy assistants, I believe, is being knowledgeable. So that can come from obviously being upskilled and learning, so doing extra study as well. So if you're not currently doing any extra study and you want to, just put it out there, have a chat to your bosses about it. You know, make it happen, because I really believe that this helps the pharmacy function a lot better. I mean, our role is we're the first point of contact for customers. And so to be able to have that knowledge in answering their questions enough so that maybe we can proceed to the sale, I think helps the pharmacist a lot. Obviously, you've got to know your scope of practice too. So if there's any things that you don't know, that's fine. Just say, look, you know, I'd love to just grab the pharmacist and I'd love for them to have a bit of a chat to you. They may be able to answer some of these questions. And so I think in our pharmacy, you know, in particular, our pharmacists are really trusting in the fact that they're like, go serve the customer, do as much as you can, answer as much as you can. So they've got a real trust in us, in our knowledge. And they're like, yep, sure, don't hesitate to come and grab me if you're not sure of anything. So it's a really great place to be able to do that. I mean, some pharmacies could be generally different, you know, with the need to have to grab a pharmacist every single time, like even just, you know, dealing with your general, maybe a gastro or a thrush or something like that. So I think that helps the practice and, you know, the pharmacy itself flow a lot better if we can actually handle some of these other conversations instead of having to bother the pharmacist as much as we do. This frees up their time, I think, the most important thing to realise, to be able to specialise in maybe diabetes care or asthma management, do meds checks and do other things that we can't do. So that's also with, you know, doing all the dispensing as well, being able to handle most of that and then just get them to check it off and then say, yep, sure, just go to the customer, etc. So I just think if we have knowledge, there's power in that. So an educated pharmacy assistant is by far a better pharmacy assistant and helps the pharmacy itself run a lot smoother.
Alice, you spoke earlier about how exciting it was to win the award when your name was read out and whether you were worried about making a silly face. But it must have felt incredible that first moment you found out that you'd been nominated for the award. Can you talk us through where you were when you found that out and what was your first reaction? Did you make a silly face?
Yeah, thanks, Daniel. So I was actually at work and one of the pharmacists took the call from Cindy, who's my guild trainer. She's actually the one that actually nominated me. So she took the call and I must have been out the back or something. I couldn't actually answer the call. And so the pharmacist came to me and she said, guess what? You've just been nominated for Pharmacy Assistant of the Year. And I'm just like, what? And it's funny because I'd never heard of the award before. And so I had no idea what that actually meant. And I'm saying to, you know, the pharmacist, so is this like a massive thing? Like, is this a big thing? And they're like, yeah, it's huge. It's such a, like an honor. Like, that's amazing. And they were more happy than me to a degree because I just didn't understand the magnitude of the award because I'd never heard of it before. So that's, I guess, an interesting thing that, I'd been in the industry for a couple of years and I hadn't actually heard of it.
And, of course, that was only the start of the process and the competition for you. Can you tell us what the steps were leading to you being the New South Wales winner and representative and then ultimately the national winner?
From that point onwards, I had to fill out a form. There were four questions just based on pharmacy questions and also a question about myself. I had to answer those. And then from that, they actually chose. So there was, as I said earlier, there were 750 people that actually did that. And so out of that, you got to go to the top 20 if they liked what they saw. And so, yep, I got the email saying that I'd made it to the top 20. So that was really exciting. And I kind of felt then, wow, yeah, this is getting serious now. When I filled out the form, I kind of just went, you know what, I'm just going to be me. I'm just going to answer how I would answer these questions. And, you know, if it's good enough, then that's great. You know, we'll just see what happens. I honestly was not thinking that I would get any further than that. So it's been a huge shock to me for how far I've gotten. So then we had to go up. I had to go to Sydney. So this is another interesting story as well, because I actually work on the border. I work in Moama and then just 5 minutes over the bridge back into Victoria, that's where I live. And so I said to my boss, I said, now, do I go to the Sydney workshop or the Melbourne workshop? Like, it was only, you know, 2.5 hours for me to drive to Melbourne, but then it was a plane flight to Sydney. And so I actually had to contact the Guild and just say, look, I'm not sure. Do I go to Sydney? Do I go to Melbourne? And they're like, no, you work in New South Wales. You're a New South Wales finalist, so you need to go to Sydney. So, okay, that was fine. So, yeah, had a great few days away up there. The workshop was absolutely amazing. I can't say that, you know, like it highly enough how amazing it was. And if you ever get the opportunity, I guess, to nominate someone or be nominated yourself, go through with it. Like, go to the workshops. You will gain so much information, but not also that, but just to be able to sit with like-minded people within your industry that do the same job as you do is just really, really refreshing. It gives you a new passion and it just like ignites that fire within you to go, yeah, you know what, I really do love what I'm doing, and there are other people out there maybe experiencing the same frustrations that I have, or, you know, kicking the same goals. So that was actually a really exciting part. It was intimidating. We arrived and I was just a bag of nerves, and there were four judges sitting at the back of the room, and I thought, wow, okay, this is pretty full on. I better get my game face on. I just thought, oh, okay, all right. And so we were basically judged from like 9 o'clock till 5 o'clock the whole day. And I don't want to scare people away because it's an amazing experience, but yeah, it was very, very intimidating. It's like you had to put your best foot forward. If you didn't put your best foot forward and put yourself out there, then I just don't think that they were going to really see you and see what you were capable of. And so we just had to do group discussions, do some activities, also had an interview at the very end. So, and then it was the announcement, and I obviously won that. So that was pretty exciting. Then it was the lead up into the national workshop. So that was pretty intense. We got some information about an article that we had to write. So mine was done on professional services. So, and how the role of the pharmacy assistant has evolved and is evolving to support the pharmacist in that. You know, as we all know, professional services are the future of pharmacy. So it was actually a really exciting article to write, as I'm a pharmacy assistant, and it was really great to sit back and go, okay, so how has my role evolved and how is it evolving and what more can we do? So that was really exciting to write. I really, really enjoyed that. We also had to prepare a PowerPoint presentation. And we were given a topic, and the topic was how to attract and retain customers to your pharmacy And if you were given $10,000, how would you invest that into your pharmacy to retain your customers? And so I honestly felt really out of my depth at first when I got this, partly because I hadn't used PowerPoint since high school. So that was a bit of an issue. So I actually got my 11-year-old daughter to help me with that one at the start. But then it was, I felt like we were almost being asked to do a marketing pitch. And I felt like, I hadn't really done a lot, with marketing side of things. But it was a great experience. I learned so much about advertising, about marketing, about, how to invest into your pharmacy. So I actually chose to invest into pre-existing professional services, in particular sleep apnea, which is something that we run through our pharmacy. It's quite a big part of our pharmacy. So I thought, it's pre-existing. There's, you don't have to spend a lot of money in getting it up and going off the ground. So how can we make it better? How can we serve customers better by investing some money into that area? And so that's what I did. So, it was challenging, but I was really happy with the outcome itself. Then we get to the most intimidating part of the whole process, I think, out of everything from start to finish, the actual presentations themselves. So we were up on the Gold Coast. We were invited alongside to go to the Pharmacy Assistant Conference, which was an experience in itself. I'd never been before, so that was really exciting. But before that, on the Thursday, we had a day where we had our public speaking course. So we did a public speaking course in the morning, which was really interesting. We got taught how to basically speak in public, how to hold ourselves, how to, body language, also how to calm our nerves. So it was really, really great. I would encourage everybody, if you're doing any public speaking, to actually do some sort of course or some sort of, upskilling in that area, because it is worth it. So after that, it was the presentation side of things. And we were all sitting in a lobby and we were asked individually to go into one of the conference rooms where we had to do our presentation. And there were 8 of us finalists and I was the last one. So I had to sit there for 2.5 hours and watch my fellow competitors walk in and out. And then, walk in totally a bag of nerves and then come out just relieved, like, they were just floating on air. And so I had to sit through the entire time, which was, it was horrible, to be honest. But look, all in all, it was just something that I felt was really, really challenging. I really pushed myself. I got out of my comfort zone. And in saying that, I've had a chat to other people, like at the pharmacy conference itself, and I've, initiated the conversation, look, have you been nominated before? And there was actually one girl that I was having a chat to and she had actually been nominated, but she decided not to go through with it because she was scared of public speaking. And I just thought, wow, like, don't let something like that stop you from doing something that, could turn out absolutely amazing. And, even if you don't win, I just said to the other girls, you're all winners. The fact that you got to the top 8, the fact that you even won, that you got to the top 20, you're all winners. And I really believe in just pushing ourselves outside of our comfort zone, because you don't know, unless you actually step out and do it, you don't know if you can do it. And so I've learned a lot about myself in this process, and I'm sure I will learn a lot about myself in the next 12 months. I mean, doing my first ever podcast today, which is very exciting and new. It's been a great experience so far.
It certainly sounds as though the experience is the most beneficial or exciting or area of growth, rather than actually just winning the award. It's obviously very exciting. It's very validating. It's the summit. It's not just exciting for you. It's exciting for your family, your colleagues, regular customers, the community, how are the conversations gone? Lots of backslapping and congratulations?
Absolutely. So I have a very proud pharmacy family and also a very proud family as well. Mum and dad couldn't be more proud. I got met with a beautiful cake when I came home to say congratulations. Also, got some flowers and a really lovely bottle of champagne from my bosses. I just think that they're really, really chuffed that they have one of their, employees, one of their staff members has won this, prestigious award. So I think they're quite chuffed as well, which is really, really lovely to see. It's created an awareness of the award as well. As I said earlier, when I was first nominated, I had never heard of the award. And so this in itself, the actual award, you winning it or knowing someone that does, actually creates an awareness of that. And that's probably something I want to pursue a bit more, is creating more of an awareness of this award in itself, because it's just, as I said before, the experience, the growth that you experience through it, is really life-changing. It will open up doors. It'll give you new opportunities. But it's also created a conversation, especially within my pharmacy team, of, wow, is this something that I can do? As I said before, maybe you're scared of public speaking, but are you? If you actually stepped out and did it, could you do it? And I'm sure you could. So apart from that, the community has been amazing. There was a newspaper article write-up, and I've had a few of the customers come in and say, oh, Alice, it's you. You're the winner. I'm like, yep, sure am. And I think they too are very proud and chuffed that this is my pharmacy. And, I have the pharmacy assistant of the year working in my family pharmacy. And so they've kind of taken ownership of that, which is really, really precious. It kind of concretes and confirms their loyalty too. I know it might sound a little bit strange, but, they'll walk in, I think, with a newfound confidence going, wow, this pharmacy is great, and it's not just me. It's been my boss's investment in me, in training as well. So it's definitely a team effort.
It's a great point. It's a reflection on the wider team, and obviously great validation for the work and the type of employee you are. You spoke about how it lights a bit of a fire in you. What career aspirations do you have from here? And asking the age-old question, where do you see yourself in 10 years?
So that's definitely an interesting question. As you have heard previously, I'm just about to finish my certificate for in dispensary. And I guess the only other certificate that I could possibly do is a certificate for in community pharmacy. So I would love to continue study, whether it's that or whether it's something completely different, as in like an educator's or a trainer's certificate. But not only that, I'm actually strongly considering maybe doing pharmacy. So whether that's in a couple of years or not, that is definitely in the back of my mind. I love learning. I love education. I love what medicine does. And so I feel like I've got more in me, and I feel like there's so much more I am capable of, and that there's so much to learn. So I'd love to explore that further, whether that ends up being pharmacy or whether that ends up being into more of a managerial position, like over the dispensary or something like that. I don't know, but at the end of the day, I just want to, continue learning.
Somebody nominated you, and we're very thankful for that. Why would you recommend others should nominate a colleague for the next Pharmacy Assistant of the Year process?
As I've touched on earlier, it creates an awareness of the actual role itself as a pharmacy assistant and the diversity of our role. So I know there's many of you pharmacy assistants possibly out there listening today that feel a bit underappreciated and feel like, I'm just a pharmacy assistant, but you're not just a pharmacy assistant. You are on the front line. You are the first face that that customer sees. And to have that recognition in this Patty Award is so uplifting and so encouraging. It just concretes the belief in yourself. And that's what I love about the Patty Award. It not only ignites passions, but it confirms the belief that, yeah, you know what? What I do is important. I'm not just an assistant. I'm not just a pharmacy assistant. I'm more than that. You know, I can meet so many needs, not just product knowledge, but being able to encourage, you know, a customer is amazing. And I just think that that award does that. And so if you know of someone that you think would be very capable, very, you know, deserving of this award, definitely put it out there. Go and nominate them. It's not very hard to do. So I would really, really encourage that. If you feel like, you know, maybe you've been in the industry for 15, 20 years and maybe you've lost a bit of your passion, you may be feeling a little bit burnt out, maybe feeling a bit not sure where to from here, or maybe you're just starting out and you haven't found your feet yet. So if you're one of those two people, definitely something to consider. Maybe nominate yourself, because you can actually do that. So I really encourage it. It's just such an amazing award to be a part of.
Alice Vanderpool, congratulations again, and thank you for taking us inside your journey in winning the Pharmacy Guild Maxigesic Pharmacy Assistant of the Year for 2018.
Thanks, Daniel. Thanks for this morning. It was great to sit down and have a chat with you.
Such a great chat with Alice, the 2018 Pharmacy Assistant of the Year. If you know of an outstanding pharmacy assistant, then be sure to keep updated with calls for nominations for the Pharmacy Guild of Australia Maxigesic Pharmacy Assistant of the Year Award for 2019, which will happen early next year, and nominate an excellent pharmacy assistant, or even nominate yourself. Just follow the Pharmacy Guild of Australia on Facebook and Twitter for those calls for nominations. Of course, if you know someone who does get nominated, either next year or even in the coming years, and they are doubting whether it would be a worthwhile experience, maybe point them to this podcast episode so that they can hear from Alice and about her amazing journey. Until next time, I'm Daniel Oyston, and you've been listening to episode 10 of the Pharmacy Business and Career Network podcast, brought to you by the Pharmacy Guild of Australia.
The PBCN podcast, supporting your journey every step of the way. For more resources, to access support or advice, or to view this episode's show notes, visit guild.org.au.